If I'm dating a woman, I don't want to know what she did before I met her.
I think you're the exception, though.
Yeah. I just want it to be like, you know, like in a Men in Black, bang. I don't know. And I don't want to know. You can do what you did and whatever else.
Yeah.
And that was you in the past. I don't want to know and I don't care.
Yeah, no,
I will confess, I would definitely want to know.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would it change something for you?
I have no idea because it's a hypothetical I'm never going to experience. But historically speaking,
yeah,
it's about ensuring that, you know, promiscuity in a woman is very, very bad for the man because it's about paternal certainty, right?
Okay,
if
yeah,
your wife
sense.
Is a quote-unquote slut, or the partner you're going to... I don't like that word, I'm just using
no,
it in
I,
inverted
I,
commas,
I get it,
right?
yeah.
If then the risk to the man is very high from a gene perspective because
yeah.
you're going to be raising someone else's kid as a man, biologically speaking, that's a terrible place to be, right? So men have always obsessed about virginity and all of that. Now, it doesn't make logical sense because the fact that a woman has had sex with 10 men before you changes nothing.
Right.
But you might argue it's a marker of her potential behavior in the future.
You could, but...
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying people obsessing yeah. about body counts is the right thing. I'm just saying I see how that might come about from yeah. our evolutionary past. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, of course. No, and what you say about the paternal thing makes total sense. I think, though, we don't live in that current climate. I mean, I get it from... It's an inbuilt thing, but then I think that to a large extent, we kind of override some of those natural processes
yeah.
because logically we go, I know if someone has had a child or not because they are, okay, have one. It's physically here and I know it's not mine. I guess it's more for me just this odd obsession with using these things that men do as well, that both sexes do, but using it as like a shaming mechanism.
Yeah.
I just find that so strange because I don't have any problem with someone seeking out someone who's had fewer sexual partners. Like, I'm not gonna judge you for having a preference. That's okay. Mm. I'm someone who actually I don't care. I don't wanna know. I'm just like you. I do not wanna know. Do not tell me. It's none of my bloody business. Mm. And I feel that way as well, you know, in relation to being asked. It's none of your damn business. Because everything prior to what happened before you and me in our relationship, that's past. Like, we're done. Unless it's something pertinent that you need to know. Like, you know, someone has a venereal disease or something, which I, you know, obviously you should disclose that type of information. But yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird to me. And they go on about it so much too. That's, I guess, another thing that I notice is everyone makes it like a central part of the conversation. And I think none of this instigates respect. And I think that if you're going to actually ameliorate relationships between men and women, perhaps the starting point should be building a foundation of mutual respect.
Do you think it might be the Madonna whore, the Madonna, Mary Magdalene kind of thing? You know, do you see what I mean? That a woman is either a whore or she
yeah,
is
it's like a
trad wife who should be respected, who does nothing
yeah.
but look after the children and bake all day and look incredibly beautiful and buxom at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. Yeah, there is kind of that dichotomy emerging, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the saddest things, and I want to be clear, I don't want all like right-wing conservative men to get roped up in my present feelings about the conservative movement, because I do recognize that the men that we're talking about, these people, and there's women too, these people that we're talking about are a fraction. They're a very loud fraction, and I think they're growing, but they are quite small, and I think your average person probably thinks like we do, regardless of sort of how they vote politically or think politically overall. My issue with the dichotomy that you're talking about is it leaves like no room for just people being people. And again, it's this thing where it's like, if the woman does it, it's such a horrible negative. She's all these things. She's a slut. She's a whore. You know, send her to the island. But if a man is to do it based on the way that these men feel about it, it's just them, you know, being masculine, just them
yeah.
exerting themselves onto the world. And I think that's just, yeah, again, it's just, I find a lot of this really unhelpful.